It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.
Well, you know, we're always on patrol to try to get the Grinch and, you know, stick the Grinch in jail. Lately, we've been sticking a lot of Grinches in jail. We've had several arrests with, you know, bad guys with narcotics and methamphetamine, burglars, and we're going to continue to keep our eyes out. That has really been helped along by our citizens embracing our See It, Hear It, Report It. Most of these arrests have come as a direct result of people being suspicious and making that phone call, you know, to the police department at 620-421-7060 if it's an emergency, dial 911. And this most recent drug arrest just the other day was because of an individual who observed a suspicious male hanging around a couple of red-tagged houses, and we have way too many of those red-tagged houses, which means they are not habitable. They're in the process of condemnation or being, you know, rebuilt. And officers responded to what would have been, you know, quote-unquote, a simple trespass arrest. But in the course of that arrest, they happened to find some 41 grams of methamphetamine on a habitual multi-time convicted felon, well-known to us in the drug trade. Those drugs had a street value of roughly $5,000. And now that person is back in jail, hopefully to go back to prison. In this case, this individual has been in and out of prison since the mid-1980s. Might be time for him to find a different career path, but he's also benefited from a criminal justice system that has allowed him to take plea bargain after plea bargain and avoid, you know, some prison time in recent years. But long time, bad guy, needs to be in prison, off our streets. And at least for now, he's off our streets because we had some eagle-eyed citizen.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.